On most days of the week, I have a late afternoon Mass, either 5 o'clock weekends or 5:15 on weekdays. We've now come to the point where there's still a little light when we start that afternoon Mass. In the first reading today, we hear the beautiful passage from one of the four little sections in the prophet Isaiah that talk about a servant of the Lord. With Christian eyes, it's very clear to us that this is a prophecy about the Lord Jesus, especially the fourth, longest, greatest of those songs of the servant that describe the passion in great detail. We always read that on Good Friday. But in this morning's first reading, it's one of the other songs of the servant, which we hear this prophecy. It is too little, says the Lord, for you to be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Maybe you also have in your daily routine some afternoon activity that makes you sensitive to the shortening and lengthening of the days. That certainly gives me an emotional attachment to this reading. I understand that it is very beautiful for the light to come. It's a great consolation. It's a great joy to see more light. This is the promise of the coming of the Lord Jesus, that he will be a light to the nations. I have that experience too in a more serious way. For instance, when spending time with one of the beautiful families that we have in this parish, where the children, you know, are just joyful. They're not perfect, but they're full of the life, the engagement, the openness, the happiness, the innocence that are meant to be a part of childhood. I spend time with a family with children like that, and I say, the light of the world. We need more light in our world, that has grown dark because of the effects of sin. Likewise, hearing a good confession, you know, especially of a young person, who again is not perfect, but is trying and has the humility and the love and the faith to come and make a humble confession, ask the Lord's grace to make a new start. I say to myself, the light of the world. Of course, the prophet Isaiah is speaking about the Lord Jesus as a light to the nations. But to say that we see that light reflected in the life of the faithful, in the life of the church, is entirely appropriate. The theological warrant for that is given in the gospel today, we might say, where St. John the Baptist describes Jesus as the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus instituted the sacrament of baptism so that his own risen life might live in us. We might become temples of the Holy Spirit, and so that we might bear his light to a world that often seems very dark. This theme also fits very closely, very well, with the theme I talked about last week, the new evangelization that we want to be conscious of, that we want to be part of in the life of our parish. I don't know if you noticed, but this past week, the book that I referenced in the homily last week was featured in the Catholic Herald. There was a little picture of it on page one in the side column, and then a story on the inside. I didn't arrange that. It wasn't a conspiracy. I was happily surprised to see that that was there. But certainly we are trying to think with the mind of the church and the union with the mission of the church in this regard, that we want to bring the light of the gospel again, This is what the new evangelization is about, to again bring the light of the gospel to those cultures, those societies that have long known the holy name of Jesus, but where the light of the gospel has grown a little dim. The light of the faith has grown dim in people's hearts. Believe it or not, that's almost the end of the sermon today. It's about a fifth as long as sometimes. But that's because after Holy Communion today, we're going to have a few words from a member of our parish conference of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. You know, we don't do that very often, have people talking after communion. I suppose I'm projecting a little bit of my own biases, but I never had a lot of patience with that when I was in the congregation, so I presume that that's not maybe your favorite thing either. But we do it on rare occasion for something that is important that we really want to highlight. And again, words about the Society of St. Vincent de Paul fit very beautifully into this theme of the new evangelization, bringing the light of the gospel, bringing Christ, the light of the world, to the people of our time and place. You know, I presume that you know something about the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. They're famous for their stores, which are a great success here in Madison. Really, here in Madison and Dane County, we have an exemplary society of St. Vincent de Paul. Many of you probably remember that last fall, the national meeting of the St. Vincent de Paul Society was here in Madison. Several of their masses were at Holy Redeemer. And that's because, you know, Madison's a rather small city for a national meeting, and they didn't come to see the Overture Center or something. They came because of the very high regard that our local Society of St. Vincent de Paul and our local executive director, Ralph Middlecamp, are held in the society around the country. But we have a parish conference of that society as well. Although it's most famous for its stores, the real heart of the Vincentian vocation is to go out to visit those in need. You know, the government, social service agencies, you come to them, to a bureaucrat, and you stand in line and wait for the next available window. That's not the system of St. Vincent de Paul. It is to go out to visit those in need, to see the reality of their situation, to encounter them as a fellow human being, a child of God, to listen to their story, and then to provide the material help that is possible and appropriate in that situation. This is a very concrete way in which we can show the light of Christ to those who are living, as we ourselves are, in a world that's rather dark, that's rather cold in many ways. So after Holy Communion today, we'll have a talk by a member of our local conference of the society. That person will be available after Mass. Also in today's bulletin, the space in which I usually have a letter on page 3 is used by the president of our parish conference, Ben Emmel, who writes further words about the work of the society. Our emphasis on the new evangelization is not a ploy to get new members for the St. Vincent de Paul Society. This is just one part of how that can look in our parish, especially reaching out to those who are in need in our neighborhood. First, showing them the human concern, doing that as a witness to what we believe, and also at some level offering an invitation to faith to those who are encountered. This is a very privileged way to take part in the new evangelization, because certainly care for those in need is very close to the center of our Christian heritage, and certainly very close to the heart of our new Holy Father, Pope Francis. As we offer the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord to give progress, give good fruit to all the efforts that we make here in our parish, in that effort to bring his light into the world again.
Good morning. My name is Jen Zamirsky, and I'm the Vice President of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Conference here at the Cathedral Parish. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul is a Catholic lay organization that helps those in need or living in poverty. We are not a social service agency. We are a person-to-person Catholic ministry that sees the face of Christ in the faces of those who are suffering. We are in 144 countries, nearly every parish in the diocese, and every state in the nation. Here in Dane County alone, the Society has 20 conferences. We are the world's largest volunteer organization. The poor will be with us always. They are found not only in the inner city, they are also in your community, in Sun Prairie, Middleton, Maple Bluff, any other place you could name, including right here in downtown Madison. They are families and individuals on fixed incomes who are having problems paying their rent, water, or electricity, and may not even have the provisions to provide for their families. Where there is poverty and people in need, you will find the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. Because we have people in our parish who are in need and who could use some help, we have a society conference here. We are a small group of dedicated people who could use you. I am here today to invite you to serve with the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at the Cathedral Parish. Put into action your Catholic faith to serve those who are in need of your help. There are many generous people here who help by giving donations. We certainly need those funds to respond to the poor. Many of you have done so in the past by contributing in your contribution envelopes for the church. We thank you for your donation and encourage you to continue supporting us financially. But now, as the needs of the poor continue to grow, we also need your time. We need people to visit the homes of those in need, to bring them food, financial assistance, or sometimes simply to listen. We listen to their stories and help them with rent, utilities, or food. Our members also serve meals to the homeless just down the street by the Capitol, or work in our service center, food pantry, and charitable pharmacy. The amount of time that you wish to give is completely up to you. 1 hour a week or 1 hour a month. You tell us how much time you wish to give in return for all of God's blessings in your life. After Mass, we will be outside the church in the narthex as well as down at the parish brunch to answer your questions. If you are interested in serving, we would like your name, email address, and phone number on our sign-up sheet at the table. We will also have more information at our next conference meeting, which takes place on Sunday, January 26th at 6 p.m. here at St. Patrick's. We'll be meeting upstairs in the parish meeting rooms. At that time, we'll be able to give you details about what we do, how we do it, and answer any questions you have. In addition, next weekend we'll be collecting blankets for the families that we visit throughout the year through the Recycle the Warmth Drive. If you can't donate your time, please consider donating a new or gently used blanket that will bring warmth to the poor. Think about it, and let your heart respond to Christ's words. What you do for the least of mine, you do for me. It's not me who needs your help. It's Christ who's calling you to help those in your community. It's Christ's children who are in need, and it is Christ who is inviting you to serve. We thank Monsignor Holmes and Deacon Ray for your continued support of St. Vincent de Paul and your compassion for the poor. And we thank all of you, members of Cathedral Parish, for your donations of time and treasure. Thank you.